Locker Room Chats here on KMZA tonight, getting you set for week one of high school football. Pleased to be joined now by Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick, brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed, as the Thunder in a little bit different scenario here as we go into 2026. Coach, last season, picture perfect, 13-0. You know, a senior class that capped it off with a state championship in Class 2A, just dominant over southeast of Saline. That senior class won 50 of 52 games and won three state championships. They depart. You get a fresh crop. You bump up in classification, and things are just a little bit different in Seneca heading into 2026, but I would think the vibes are still pretty solid.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, go all the way back to first week of summer weights, and then that first Tuesday when we did a practice. I'll be honest with you, it was kind of different not seeing not just Carter out there at quarterback, but you go all the way from the scout team players of Drew and Jordan last year, and then you know the impact players of Jaden Seitz and Strothman and Jack and Cam, you go Cannon Sudbeck, all those guys that obviously they were really good football players, but very good leaders. You know, something I miss coaching those guys, seeing them in the hallways. But you know, we had our team meeting last spring, and you know, that year's over. So how do you want to be remembered of this 2026 team? That's what I start with those seniors, new seniors every year. And I'm excited for it. It's going to be a little different coaching style for us coaches. These kids have grown up tremendously, mentally, physically. They know that this is their last go around. You know, you only got eight guaranteed games, nine being that week playoff game. But so take every chance and run with it. And I'm definitely excited to see how we do this year.
Well, you look at quarterback and Carter Hike. You know, replacing a 2-3 year starter at that position is never an easy task when that player is just statistically one of the greatest to ever step on a Kansas high school football field. That makes it even more challenging. I know when we talked a little bit throughout the summer, there was a quarterback battle, a couple of guys maybe trying to find, you know, some time under center. How's that battle going? What's it look like under center and replacing Carter Hike this season?
Yeah, it's going to take a couple games to figure out who truly our guy is, but Cole Ranieri and Kendall Bergman have done a great job, having been great teammates, leading the offense. You know, as a staff, we look at who has the hot hand at that time. You know, and that's what we try to tell the kids is don't worry about making mistakes. Just go out there and play your game, be an athlete out there. But truly, who's going to lead the offense? You know, that's the main guy is who's going to be the one talking the huddle. We don't need more than one guy talking the huddle, and that should be the quarterback and quarterback only. So both of them had really good 2.5 weeks here. Both played well in Jamboree, so I'm excited to see come Friday who really sticks out from them.
Well, if you guys defend that 2A title, it's going to be in 3A. What's your thoughts on the classification bump here?
Yeah, you know, like I told the coaches and the kiddos, you know, 2A has been a gauntlet, you know, especially when you get to the playoffs. But 3A, it's a different beast. You know, you got more, I would say, competitive teams throughout the season, throughout the schedule. And then, you know, on the East, you're looking at, obviously, Hayden's been a juggernaut since way back then. You got Holton, you got Jeff West now, who's Coach Flynn's done a tremendous job first year. Then all those Southeast Kansas teams, you know, Frontenac, Girard, all those guys that have always been in that, you know, last eight-team hunt. And then the West is just a beast. Obviously, you got Andale, then, you know, the Cranston kid at Holcomb and Cheney and, you know, all those teams over there. It's definitely going to be a battle, you know. So I think, and that's why we made this league the Big East League, because it's a juggernaut to get through the league, and that's going to hopefully prep us for the playoffs here.
Michael Gladsick joining us, Nemaha Central football coach, reigning 2A coach of the year. We'll talk about the schedule in the Big East and the opponent for Friday night, Riley County. We'll do that after a timeout here on KMZA. Got a few more minutes with Nemaha Central football coach, Michael Gladsick, brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Thunder opened the 26 season Friday night at Riley County. The Heat pushing that game time back by a half hour. We'll kind of talk about that in a minute, Coach. But you start with Riley County on the road. Sabetha week two, who comes into the year ranked number one in 2A. Royal Valley should be fine. Jeff West had a really good year. You look at the district in the back half. Holton, Hiawatha, you throw Atchison in there. What's your thoughts on the schedule as a whole here in 2026?
Yeah, just like I mentioned, you know, there's no cupcakes. You know, that's what's really good about our league is, like I said, it's going to get us ready for the playoffs. Our kids, we got to get We got to get healthy week after week, and we have to perform. And that's just not one quarter, half a game. It's all four quarters. You have to perform, or you will get exposed. So, and that's what Riley County, if we don't come out and play, they're going to expose us. Very well coached by Coach Willimon, and they got some big guys up front who are physical, and then athletes all across the board. So I'm definitely excited to see how we come out on the road. It's going to be a test. I told the kids Monday at the scouting report, we got to focus on us. It's the first game. We're going to have mental errors. We're going to have some penalties, but we can't turn the ball over. And that's the main goal. And then full-time effort, whether it's 11 on the field, you got a special team guy going in for a play. Everybody's got to be on the same page every play. Flip the page and go to the next play and see how it ends up there.
Well, fall screams football, but this week has been screaming summer, and the heat has played a massive issue. A lot of games pushing back times for the safety of the players. You guys are going to start at 7:30 as of the time of this recording. So how are you guys handling the heat? And obviously a big emphasis, you know, with the players and the safety and all that going into week one.
Yeah, it's obviously a scary thing just with the past injuries, deaths, I guess, across the state.
Right.
I'm not sure if they're all heat related or not, but it definitely takes a toll on it. So, you know, as coaches, got to be smart about it, and the kids got to be smart. You know, we're not going to go out there for 3 hours during the heat. We're either going to go the morning or the evening, which we're picking to do, and got to hydrate. You know, we can say it all we want, but you can't wait till Friday on the bus ride to hydrate, or even Thursday night. It's got to be a weekly, night in, night out during the school day. You got to hydrate. You got to take care of your body. Got to get some rest, got to get some sleep, all those little things that all add up to, you know, being an athlete, whether it's a fall sport, winter sport, spring sport. So, obviously Friday should be cooled down to 7:30. Obviously we'll take some breaks, but our kids have been good about it. It's going to be the toughest team that wins. You know, they're not going to cancel the game. So that's what we got to play through it. Take some breaks. We got to have depth. That's our key. We got to have more than 11 guys that can play. You know, either side of the ball, special teams. So whether they go in for a play or two plays, they got to give their full effort.
It's a little bit different now. It's kind of a different era of Nemaha Central football, but what's not different is the Big East and how good it's going to be. Riley County on the road in week one. Give us some keys to a victory in game one on Friday night.
Yeah, I kind of mentioned that before. It's going to be the turnover battle and the penalties. You know, both teams have had mental errors. Mental mistakes because it's week one that we will fix after week one. But, you know, we got to limit the penalties, whether offense, defense, special teams, and turnover battle. You know, we get as a defense, we got to be ball hawks. We get that ball, punch it out, recover it, jump on it offensively. We got to take care of the ball, whether it's through the air, on the ground, receivers running it, quarterbacks, tees, whatever it is, we have to take care of the football offensively. You know, our main goal is going to be going long drives, control the clock, control the tempo, especially in the heat, you know, take our time and make sure we're dang near perfect every play.
There it is. Nemaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik, defending 2A state champs, now in 3A for the foreseeable future. Big East schedule opens up for Nemaha Friday night, 7:30 start time. They'll be on the road at Riley County. Coach, we're off and running. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.